Shalom, Mishpacha, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my effervescent Bible teacher and lovely wife, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, Toda, my dear, and a lot going on all around us that fits quite well into our teaching on eschatology. Therefore, let us ask God to bestow upon us His favor in all areas of our life.
Abba, Father, we continue to give You the highest praise and honor. You are above all the gods. You alone are supreme, and You alone are worthy of our worship, that we humbly exalt unto You. We need You more now than ever to guide our path and protect Your bride in these tumultuous days. Keep us spiritually focused by Your Holy Spirit power as we beseech You to hear the prayers of tonight's listeners, especially concerning the salvation of our loved ones. Bless, protect, and bestow boldness on the righteous leaders so to speak truth without fear of consequences. And may the hostages in Afghanistan all be set free, especially those who are called by Your name. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. That was a great prayer, because you know what? There are many gods that people exalt today.
Yeah, especially the god of money.
That is true. And now Big Pharma wants to inject our young children, 5 to 11. And on the lefty TV channels, they have been interviewing parents who just can't wait to put this minimally tested foreign drug into their little ones, which brings to mind yet another very fitting scripture in Luke 17, verse 2.
It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than he should offend one of these little ones.
And make no mistake, this is a grievance offense on our children that alters their God-given immune system, and that's probably forever.
Especially since it's ongoing, probably every 6 months.
The idea of mandating this particular dangerous so-called vaccine so to protect other people, as in children, is built upon a complete lie. Whatever side of this debate people find themselves on, it is clear, as most of us thought, that cases would grow exponentially a year later. After most adults are vaccinated, and now the evidence is too compelling to ignore and makes the entire push for mandating completely unwrapped from reality. And isn't it about time that even the left start asking questions about the consequences of this leaky vaccine, which can actually be transmitted to the unvaccinated, making them sick? And then, of course, what do they say?
Oh, you should have gotten the jab.
Mm-hmm. And here's another thing. When one suffers or even dies, which many are, within 14 days of receiving that tiny arrow in one's arm, they just say in the data records they were unvaccinated because it hadn't taken effect yet.
Lies, lies, and more lies.
Therefore, fits into the deception prophecy very well. Look at how basically the whole world, or biblically termed the earth dwellers, are being deceived.
Define earth dwellers.
Oh, okay. This is another one of those idiomatic phrases used in scripture and often in Revelation to describe the unrighteous. You know, those that prefer to dwell on the earth rather than in God's kingdom. Honey, let's read one of those. It's back from one of our favorite scriptures, Revelation 3:10.
Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth.
Yes. So anytime you read that, it is referring to the unredeemed. Also read Revelation 6:10, dear.
And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?
And let's do one more. Revelation 13:14.
And he who deceives those dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived.
So now you know. If you see that phrase, it's always referring to the unrighteous throughout the Bible. And let me add, there is a synonym to that phrase, and it is in Isaiah 18:3.
All inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth.
Right. Both are referring to the unrighteous, who prefer saving the earth and dwelling on it rather than cultivating God's kingdom. Because we are not of the earth, but sojourners. At least till we return with Christ to set up his new kingdom.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, lots of chaos going on in both parties from infighting.
Even so, the Dems were able to get $480 billion to raise the debt ceiling until December. Republicans, thanks to a few rhinos who caved willingly, and the Biden administration, of which, by the way, many were never elected, are taking down America.
And only 9 months have gone by.
Did you know they have been spending $5 million a day of our money not to build our southern wall? So to let in all sorts of unvetted refugees, many who have various diseases.
And much more money is being spent frivolously.
Just on the refugees alone, and so much more in that Build Back Better Green New Socialism deal, if that's passed. Just look at all the money we lost by leaving over $80 billion worth of our weaponry, and our Americans are still being held hostage, along with all those Afghans who put their lives on the line to help our military.
So now bribery will be used.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are those Democratic-run cities where we are still seeing violent criminals and bloodthirsty drug lords run wild with nightly shootings, also between rival gangs.
Oh, but let's defund the police.
So they can federalize it.
And even bring in the UN forces.
And confiscate our weapons, which is on their agenda. They just need to push a little for maybe get a little uprising so they can declare martial law.
Meanwhile, inflation is growing too.
As major shortages are on the horizon. And lunatic leftists are taking over our schools. And if you speak out at a school board meeting, well, now you can get the FBI on your back.
Well, you know, they want our children.
Oh, big time.
And refuse the jab and lose your job.
And healthcare as well. I just read that Biden wants to drop Medicare and Medicaid recipients who refuse the poisonous arrows.
And higher taxes.
And more regulations to hurt the middle class.
Especially those who run small businesses.
And let us not leave out how, if you speak against the sodomites, you can be arrested for a hate crime. All the while, the artist Hunter Biden continues to reap the benefits of being the son of Joe Biden.
Money laundering at its finest.
And sadly, Israel lost their battle to be able to openly pray on the Temple Mount.
As Prime Minister Bennett had hoped for.
Mm-hmm. But a Jerusalem court judge said no, for fear of a Muslim uprising resulting in Hamas being openly triumphant, I guess. And the Israeli media indicated it was the result of pressure from left-wing elements in the Israeli government. But, and I say and again, from the Biden administration.
Not at all surprised. Okay, we do welcome all of your comments and end-time questions either by email to Sheila at ShofarMinistries.net or call the office, leaving a detailed message to 440-834-9006, and we'll call you back, usually within 24 hours. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And your love offerings are very much needed and certainly appreciated. And we will be sure to include you in our monthly updates. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will find our past radio and teaching newsletters, all archived for your learning pleasure.
A plethora of information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tonight we'll address the prophetic writings written in some cases thousands of years before the events took place, which greatly helps to prove the Bible is authentically written by God alone. First off, never lose sight of the fact that Satan is a liar and a deceiver.
So, what is his major lie about the Bible?
Well, it's just written by man.
Therefore, not really inspired.
Or as a priest once told me in my 20s, well, some is, but some isn't. So our religious leaders must decide what is inspired and what maybe is not. Therefore, it's not necessary to read the Bible yourself. Rather, the teachings of Mother Church, which include scriptures that they deem authentic. True story. Which is why I then started to study with the Jehovah's Witnesses who came weekly to my house.
Hey, but God had other plans.
He surely did. Because I was intently searching for the truth. And he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm. Those involved in a cult are just following the teachings of another person, as in Muhammad, who started Islam, and many other false religions who claim what they teach, of course, came directly from God.
Or an angel of light.
Mm-hmm, like the angel Moroni.
And way too many believe him.
Even though their writings don't pass the litmus test.
Which is?
Number one, it's prophecy. And then there's also archaeological evidence and scientific evidence. The Bible has passed all three of these tests of authenticity, therefore proven itself way above all other religions to be God's truth.
Because other religious books don't.
Therefore proven itself way above all other religions to be God's truth. And you know what? All other religious books, they just can't do that. They just can't. You know, like in the Quran, the Book of Mormon, the Watchtower, Church of Scientology, Christian Science, and many more who have authored so many false, unfulfilled prophecies. I can't believe they still have such a following.
Well, you know, it's part of the growing deception.
Oh, big time.
So define this prophetic litmus test.
It's the overwhelming fulfillment of hundreds of written down, very specific prophecies contained in Scripture, penned hundreds of years before they come to fruition.
And that's the key.
Mm-hmm. You might want to read on your own this week Isaiah chapters 41 through 46, which talks often about being guided by deceivers who declare the future, you know, like astrologers. Some even talking to idols, as in statues, etc. But let's read a couple of verses from Isaiah 46. Let's do verses 9 and 10, where God says that no one but he can predict the future accurately all the time. And so that is how we can test his word.
Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God. And there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
So please grab a hold of this. God wants us to test the scriptures, so we will trust his word. God would not put only half-truths in his book, and in fact, what did Paul tell Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16?
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
Key word here?
All.
Mm-hmm. So how much is all?
In its entirety.
Amen and amen. So the Bible contains 1,817 individual predictions concerning 737 separate subjects.
Well, no other book has ever done that, especially without error.
So right there is enough reason to trust the Bible. An example. God gave a detailed description to Daniel of each succeeding empire from Babylon through the Romans, as well as who will be the last empire when Jesus returns.
And it's not America.
And the precise details alone in the history of the Israelites is enough to know that only God could have known all of that ahead of time. Another example, like each of their three long captivities, beginning with their 430 years in Egypt, Genesis 15:13, and after being there just 30 years, would be under a succession of new pharaohs.
Where they would suffer 400 years of affliction.
Again, all predicted ahead of time to Abraham in Genesis 15:13. Scripture also prophesies about the diaspora, which we know occurred in 70 A.D., and it was predicted to Jeremiah they would come back to their land at the end of days, which was written approximately 630 years before Christ. Please, honey, read Jeremiah 23:7-8.
Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought up the and led the descendants of the house of Israel from the north country and from all the countries where I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land.
Another example out of many is, again, hundreds of years before it occurred, God even named the king, which was Cyrus, to Isaiah in chapters 44, verse 5, and 45, verse 1, who would make the decree for the Jews to go back home from Babylon after their 70 years of captivity.
Which was also shown to Jeremiah.
And then was shown to King Cyrus himself, again, written down hundreds of years before, and he knew that. So can you imagine how he must have felt?
Very impressed.
So immediately Cyrus told them to go back home and to start rebuilding their temple.
And he gave them goods, livestock, gold and silver, too.
According to Ezra chapter 1. God also predicted through Ezekiel Israel's dispersion of 2,000 years, but also their coming back to their land.
And they did.
Becoming a legal nation on May 15, 1948.
Yes, the fig tree began blooming again.
And the clock began ticking leading up to our soon rapture. And then, of course, 7 years later, Yeshua's bodily return, this time to set up his literal kingdom on earth.
And we as the bride will accompany him.
Revelation 19, for we will escape the coming judgment.
Luke 21:36.
But the best of the best is that there is over 300 prophecies concerning his first coming alone, even naming the town of Bethlehem that he'd be born in. Micah 5:2. And again, written 700 years before his birth. Now, come on, man. Who but God could do that?
There is no other.
Okay, so here's some stats. The odds of just 3 out of 300 being correct is 1 chance in 120,000. Now, if you get 11 correct, that's 1 chance in 10 to the 19th power. That's like 18 zeros. But then we're looking at 300. I mean, you can't even put a stat on that. So anyway, there's just many prophecies have been fulfilled just in my own lifetime. For I had just been born when Israel became a nation. That's telling you a secret there. But this prophecy is really noticeable. And that's the knowledge explosion spoken of by Daniel chapter 12, that says knowledge in the last days shall increase and people will be running to and fro. Well, we have been in the midst of a knowledge explosion. And in about 15 hours, you can go clear across the globe. And it's our generation that saw the first space travel to the moon. And now look, and by the way, I got to tell you about this. This is an eye-opener. Back in the year 2000, some scientists met together to measure the growth of knowledge by what man has achieved throughout history since Christ. And from Christ till about 1845, they're going to give it maybe about an inch of measured knowledge, just for the graph. Then it started to grow. So from 1845 to 1945, 100 years, they extended it to 3 inches. But then in just 30 years, from 1945 to 75, they gave it 525 feet long. In 1976 to 89, it went to 2,400 feet long. And from 89 to 93, it went to 4,800 feet long. So it doubled in 4 years. And in 94 to 96, it went to 9,600 feet. So it doubled in just 2 years. 97 through 99, it went to 19,200. And continues to double every 2 years. Now, how would Daniel know all this way back then? He couldn't. Anyway, think about this. Solomon traveled at the speed of horseback, communicated by a foot messenger, made clothing through their own agriculture, and 3,000 years later, Abraham Lincoln was doing the same thing. But today, we travel at the speed of sound, communicate by the speed of light, clothe ourselves with molecules made by machines designed in a laboratory. Add to that computers, AI, driverless cars, and the list is endless. Has knowledge increased, particularly in this generation? Hello? So anyway, I also want to mention the 900 scrolls found in the caves next to the Dead Sea. I was there and saw the caves and viewed the scrolls now in the Israeli Museum. Clearly written and meticulously hidden by the Essenes in clay pots in a dry desert, to be found by the last generation and proven by various reliable dating methods. And it actually matches 3% of the same Bible that you hold in your hands today. Did you know we only have 10 ancient copies of the accounts of Julius Caesar's wars in France? Yet no one ever doubts that they occurred, and they have no problem putting it in the history books. In fact, the earliest copy that we have today of those wars was written 1,000 years after the fact, so accuracy is easily questionable. The Gospels, however, have 24,000 existing ancient manuscripts, thereabouts. Even so, people all through history have tried to eradicate them. Remember Ephesians 6 and who our enemy really is. And sadly, we know in 303 AD there was an edict from Rome that anyone caught with the Bible would be executed. So most started burning their Bibles. And even through all that, the Bible has survived far more than any other manuscript. And the length of time from the original New Testament manuscripts, they're only about 25 to 300 years after the fact, making the Bible far more accurate for truth than any other historical writing. We need to know this so we can confidently be credible when defending this book. And so do not be deceived, as Matthew 24 says, the last generation will be. So stand up and defend God's word. You will be highly rewarded by Him on Judgment Day. Believe me. And, of course, if you've never asked Jesus into your heart, do it now. And if you're not sure, do it again. Be sure you don't just have a head knowledge. Very important. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing, number 6. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for our president. And pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her, they're going to prosper. Till next time, Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.